saw that, the insanity in his eyes. I remember a couple players out there just looking at him. He had that killer instinct in his eyes. You know, he took over the game. He was doing everything. He was a facilitator at the point guard position, getting us in the right place at the right times. He put us in a great situation to win that game. He was hitting clutch shots, you know, making all the right plays for us down the stretch and throughout the course of the game, you know. And to me, I thought I started seeing, you know, shades of the whole insanity movement up in New York, you know, when he was killing, when he was putting up points, putting them in positions to win games and hitting game-winning shots. So that's what I pretty much saw, and I'm hoping that, you know, this is going to carry on, you know, throughout the rest of the season, even with James out there, because I understand they're both scorers. They both like the ball in their hands. So at times, James is going to get more shots than Jeremy, and Jeremy has to go back to the point guard, the facilitator role, you know, the assist role, the leader role, rather than, you know, getting up the shots. But it's early for us, and I'm sure we're all going to gel as the season goes on, and I look forward to seeing Jeremy doing that more often.
All right. Now, and you talked about James Harden, and like, you always got to know the makeup of your team and the style of your play or whatever. How much easier, or does James Harden make the game easier being out there with just his ability to be able to make plays?
He makes it easy for all of us. You know, like, we run the spread offense, the pick and roll. He's a master at the pick and roll offense. So when we run that with the spread floor, he's able to attack the paint and score at will. And he's also able to create opportunities for ourselves. If our men help on him because he's getting to the paint too much, that allows us to get open jump shots. So that's definitely a bonus of having him out there in the pick and roll set. And also just having someone who likes to pass the ball, who likes to get up assists, who likes to find the open man and also score at the same time will make this team better. And he's making himself better as well.
Last one before we let you go here, Patrick, and appreciate the time. You guys are coming here. You're coming to New York City on Monday. I'm going to be at that game, and I don't know what to expect. I mean, it's going to be, again, Linsanity here. It's his first trip back since leaving New York. You guys ready to deal with that, Madhouse?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I know Jeremy's looking forward to that as well, but hopefully, I don't believe we'll get booed at all. You know, I'm sure all the fans will see some people wearing some Jeremy Lin jerseys, probably see some Linsanity signs. But that's definitely a game we have to win for ourselves, but most importantly for Jeremy. We look forward to it, and I hope it's going to be crazy as we expect it to be. And the fans will love it just as much as we will, and we're going to have fun with it.